tickles us. This right here, some become strangers. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Stacey Pressman Hour. I always have to say, that was Some Become Strangers by Stevie Nicks. Wow, it's great to be here on a Sunday we're recording this, which I normally don't record on the weekends, but guess what? Fuck you, I'm doing it. with some red wine and some fine friends in the studio today, we have the very, very beautiful Heather Height.
Hello.
Of the movie Vagina Time, which I got to have a part in, and very funny comedian. And we have her bitch. No, I'm kidding.
Hey now.
Basically. No, a very nice young man.
Yes, I am. I'm a nice young man. I'm good to my mother.
You're basically
David
bitch.
Harris, who's I've known.
Hi.
I know these guys for like three, four, a lot of years. I've known you, I guess, on and off.
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
Used to be Evan's caretaker.
we've taken turns.
We've passed him on to you.
I know. I inherited. You know, I got in the divorce.
He's your foster Jew.
My foster Jew. I actually got Evan in my divorce. He was friends with Timothy.
Oh.
And what happened was, for some reason, Tim just went to L.A., abandoned everybody. I got him and Jim Haliva.
So it sounds like Tim got the better end of the stick.
Yeah. Even I got the apartment, the cat, everything.
But Tim doesn't have Evan, which is a win in anybody's book.
Yes, he doesn't have Evan. You have to talk right in the mic. We have shitty mics in this press. Yeah, this sounds much better.
There we go.
Sorry about that. You might have to put like in Bob's house a box or something. Just take a box or something. Anyway, so we're here today.
You never want to offer me box.
What?
Never. I'll always take box.
So Heather and Dave are an interesting couple.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how to take that.
No, I mean, they do a lot of interesting things, like travel the world and online. But they they have what I think they are of an open relationship.
Yes.
Which we
are totally open
from the beginning.
In a relationship, yeah, from the beginning, actually.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. So explain that. You have to talk right in.
I've been
so you met each other. You hooked up. Is it on your microphone?
Yeah, it should be on.
This is. I have such anxiety with this fucking.
You do. You're having some issues.
Microphone shit.
Yeah.
So just
relax.
Everything's
fine.
You should take the headphones.
Nothing's
off.
Fine, Dave. My life is a disaster.
Everything's okay. Everything.
You have no idea.
Okay.
I had to take the last $15 of my credit card to pay for the fucking pizza and the ay vey. But it's all right. It's gonna
have a drink. Everything is fine.
All right, we're having wine. So, you guys met.
Yes.
In what year? 1857.
Yes.
Before women had the right to vote.
2008.
Mm-hmm. And I can make a really bad joke and say now it's 2008. Anyway, so
and that would be a very bad joke.
Yeah, it would be a very bad joke. So you guys met, and was it love at first sight, or you guys just hooked up? What happened?
Well, you go ahead.
Well, we got together. I suppose. Yeah, the first time we ever were alone together.
Ooh.
We hooked up.
Yes.
Which I think was only the second time we met.
Yes. In person.
In person.
What do you mean? How did you guys meet? Online? Was it online?
Well, he was a guest on the Conti and Kenny show.
Oh, Conti. Joe Conti.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Joe Conti is essentially responsible for this unholy union.
Conti and Kenny. Yes.
I was a guest on their show judging. It was their comedy contest, right?
Yes.
Always judging, Dave. Always judging.
I'm a very judgmental guy. I don't think you weren't a contestant. You were just there.
I was just
Why were you there? Just
I think my friend Brad was in it.
Okay.
So Brad was in the con.
Yeah. I am right in this fucking mic. I am practically deep throating.
That's a shitty mic. That's why.
This mic.
I know.
I'm right.
Yeah.
On top
I'm
of
looking
this
at.
Mic.
Oh, wait, perfect. Sounds great. Okay. So you guys were judging the contest.
He was. I was just there.
Which is funny because at the time I wasn't a comic. I was just
a judgmental prick.
Priest in the Church of Satan.
All right, we'll talk about that in a second.
That's why they had him judging. Because they thought it would be funny to have a priest
Satan.
In the Church of Satan judging a comedy right, contest. Which is
We're
really
going to get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just say we're going to
well, our lives are very interesting.
Right, I know. I want to bookmark priest in the Church of Satan.
Okay, we're going to put a
because
pin in
my
that.
Next marriage will be done by a priest of the Satan Church.
All right.
Priest of the Satan Church.
I like that. I'm not afraid of Satan. Anyway, he's more of my friend sometimes, I think. So you guys met, and then you said, well, Heather's hot, right? Heather Height is hot.
I certainly did.
And then you said, what did you do next? Were you douchey?
You actually knew of me before I was there.
Yeah, because we had spoken in their chat room.
They had a chat room.
Of course they did.
And Dave would try to flirt with me.
I was newly single at the time.
The Conti and Kenny chat room?
Yeah.
Okay. You were newly single.
I was newly single. I just got out of my marriage.
Oh, right. We talked about that. You were married, too.
Yes.
Okay. So you ready to... Did you know that this would be, like, the love of your life? Or you just... Did you know, like, right away?
No.
He was playing me like he does any other girl.
What, doing his savior thing.
What do you mean?
Like he...
You played victim. You didn't play victim, though.
Oh, no.
Okay.
the cool thing was...
I dated a guy like that, though.
When we ultimately got together, she was... She ended up being the third girl that I was with, and she was the cool one that I told about. I talked to her about the other women that I was seeing.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be his wife.
I wasn't telling the other women that I was seeing about anybody.
Oh, so you would like talk to her, like the cool. Oh, so this girl's doing this, and that girl's doing this, and But you guys were like stripping or fooling around, whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys had a thing, and then you would talk to her in bed about the girl, the other girls.
Yeah, because you know, because I was in a relationship. I think you were still kind of in a relationship.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I guess.
For what it was at the time. Yeah.
Did you like him right away, or what was your feelings for him?
I thought he was really sweet right away. He looked all sweet, and I, you know,
did he go down? He was always the kind of guy that would go right down on you.
Oh yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew it.
How did you know that?
Just know it. I do. I'm not that dumb with sex. I used to have good instincts.
I do have good instincts.
Dave
is very oral.
Yes.
Of course, he talks about it a lot, too. He practically waves a flag and wears a t-shirt about being oral. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do I love giving oral sex.
Girls? Okay. Men? Anyway, children?
Two women.
So you're like the friends that fuck, sort of, mm-hmm. but you think he's sweet, but you're not taking it seriously.
No, not at first. I mean, we got along right away. And he played up the. I used to joke around, and we'd talk on the phone, and I'd like say, "But you're my clergy."
Well, oh, you were in the Church of Satan as well.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, at that point, you were still.
I was like, "You're clergy, so you can answer my spiritual questions."
Okay, we'll get into Church of Satan very soon. So then you guys just started doing that, and then how did it develop into the what? Because you guys are clearly in love. Like I see you guys all the time. Obviously now, years later, but. Like, how did like turn into love? That sounds like a bad song.
Well, I started because I'd been doing a podcast about Satanism for years, and I was branching out. I started a second podcast, just like a comedy podcast. I invited her to be a guest on it.
And I made myself a permanent.
She just sort of finagled herself into being the second mic.
Okay.
And then the second time we were ever in each other's presence was the first episode of that show. Which was, you know, when we started fucking. And from there, you just spent the night more often.
Yeah.
And I just really started to dig on you.
Wow.
And then my mom got unreasonable, and I ended up...
What do you mean your mom got unreasonable?
My mom was a little nuts.
Really?
And,
Wait, about Dave?
No, she's just nuts in general.
Okay.
And, She started getting weird. I think she has a borderline personality.
Okay.
And she left me. I got stuck. She lives in Bristol, Pennsylvania.
I know. Yeah. We drove. I think Evan. We passed your house. There's Heather's house.
So I was at the train station, but the last train to Bristol had already left.
The last train to Bristol.
And so it's like midnight,
mm-hmm.
or 11:30 maybe.
Okay.
Even. And she. Wouldn't come to Trenton to get me. I'm in a sundress and
in like Trenton,
thick, clunky heels on the train platform at the Trenton station.
Oh, yeah, that's like rape city.
I don't know how to get there. I don't know my way. It's 7 miles away from Bristol. Okay.
Are there taxis you could take or something?
I did. I paid $40.
Oy, for 7 miles.
For 7 miles.
That's ridiculous.
And it was the only money that I had. And. That was pretty much the last straw. Like, she'd do little things up until then, but that was the big thing, like leaving me stranded.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you moved in shortly after. Yeah,
so I moved in with this one.
Yeah, and it was, like, too soon. We were, like, worried about it because it was way soon in the relationship.
How soon was it?
Like, a month in, maybe?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, maybe two at most.
Maybe two.
And that was okay with you? But you like to save the people.
I do have kind of a savior complex.
He was actually pretty wonderful about it.
But then you guys fell madly in love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been 8 years now.
Wow. Yeah. 8 years. Wow, time does fly, right?
8 years, married for five.
And so when did it become open, the relationship?
We were open.
Right from the beginning.
Yeah. I was the third one.
Now, you prefer men and women?
Yeah.
And you prefer, I'm assuming, women?
Yes.
Okay.
Assuming women.
I don't know. Some people like both.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Dave,
there are people
only
that are
likes
into
women, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you share the women?
He just goes and sees other women. It's not.
Oh. Okay.
I'd like to share the other women.
Yeah, I mean, that's always.
Do you have your own?
That's always an option. It just didn't have. Sometimes
so
usually doesn't
you
pan
have,
out.
You have your thing and you have your thing.
Yeah.
And is there jealousy there?
I only get jealous when I talk to him for too long. Like, I don't have any jealousy issues with sex, like, at all.
But the emotional part, yeah, like, when they want to be
like
in your life and they want to be dependent.
Being all needy and.
Now there's a lot of neediness.
Yeah. I view it as neediness or just like constant conversation, you know?
Well, they feel they need more probably.
Yeah.
But Dave is taken. That's, I think, the situation.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I'm not going to do it justice because he was such a much more brilliant orator on this subject than I am. But Patrice O'Neill used to talk about this in his act and on his podcast. When men fuck you, they're fucking for sex. Women fuck for your time. That's
pretty true.
Right,
but
yes.
Women are more interested in your time than they are in your penis.
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes the trade-off. And actually, that's ultimately what our film Dan is about.
What's your film? You have a film? That's good.
Yeah, it's the film that we did after Vagina Time. It stars Heather and Danny LaFaro.
Oh, Danny.
Yeah.
Evan's best friend.
Yes.
Who's Evan in this film? You didn't give him a job?
No, we didn't know. When Evan balked on Vagina Time because he was having some wacky, you know, having his heart removed or something. Some organ in his body taken out. Really, this was just a two-person film and Dan was the first person to respond.
I like Dan. Dan's a funny guy.
And he nailed the part. He really did. Basically, it takes that concept I was just describing and applies it to rape.
Okay.
So this guy is coming home from work and he gets assaulted by this woman who then proceeds to very violently tell him about her mother. And all the shit that she does.
Okay.
And that's the concept of it, and it's very funny. You can see it it's on YouTube.
Wow.
If you go to my Twitter @justadirtycreep, it's the pinned tweet. Just links right to it.
Okay, I have to watch it now. I didn't even know you guys did it. Why didn't you publicize it?
Really? You didn't know?
I don't know why I didn't know. I would have watched it. Like I didn't know. So yeah. Now I know. Watch it.
But you're just not a good friend.
I am a very good friend. Just let me know about it.
Why do you do this to her?
I think that things, this is my theory about social media, things don't come up through the.
Yeah.
So someone, you ever see those people on Facebook? You know when they reply to my message or whatever, my posting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, and I wrote, yo, asshole, it doesn't come through your fucking feed unless you go onto your page. I had to say that.
That's a likely story, I think.
What?
Shut up.
You're a douche. He knows I'm in a vulnerable place right now.
Yeah,
I'm always in a vulnerable place. I think I'm like the most neurotic person Dave ever met.
Oh, no. No, you're not.
No? No. I'm not needy. I'm very neurotic.
I could be pretty neurotic.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I feel much better.
I can name people that are more neurotic than both of you.
Good.
Really?
Yes.
Besides Evan?
Besides that. Evan was going to be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Can you do an impression of Evan for everybody?
Oh, move on. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, things are terrible. I'm driving this cab. I
told you to get another job. Go apply to a McDonald's or something.
I don't want to work at McDonald's because I'm afraid I'm going to eat.
But at least you'll make $10 an hour. The cab, you're making $3 an hour.
Yeah, it's, you know, because I drive the cab and it's, you know,
role-playing therapy here?
That's Evan. That's Evan. Yeah, that conversation really went on.
Yeah,
I've had it.
I
my gallbladder surgery. I can't. I want to have Taco Bell, and so I have Taco Bell. But then I get this horrible thing. I can't pee.
He's peeing nonstop. You know that, right?
I am peeing. I lose track.
He can't stop peeing.
I sometimes forget Evan. Whether I can pee or not. It's weird.
Can we
strange.
Send a satanic prayer to Evan's penis?
I don't know. I don't know.
If we're going to ritualize for it to fall off, it'd be the best thing for it.
So you guys are in the Satan church, right? What does that mean? I mean, people get scared. They go, Satan, oh, yeah, evil people.
I'm a magister in the Church of Satan.
Now, how the hell did you end up there? And let's be honest, you probably didn't grow up that way.
I was raised Roman Catholic.
Right, of course. Now you become the devil.
Of course. Satan, I'll give you the basic Satanism 101. Satanism is the world's first carnal religion. It is a religion of the flesh. It is a religion of the here and now. It is a religion of the earth.
Like Wiccan? Is it similar to Wiccan?
No. Don't ever say that.
I'm just asking. Am I insulting your religion?
I feel bad all the time.
Is it like ISIS? I mean,
is it like ISIS?
The Church of ISIS. No, I mean, people here, they get terrified. Yeah. They're going to fucking behead their cats. Yeah.
We don't believe in a heaven. We don't believe in a hell. There is no God. There is no devil. This life is the only life that there is, so enjoy it while you're here, because once you're dead, you're dead.
Okay, that sounds like most, you know, like Buddhism almost, sort of.
Yeah.
Well, they believe in, like, other lives, but who knows?
Except Buddhists don't really believe in indulging themselves. We as Satanists like to enjoy the things that are on this earth because they're here for us to enjoy.
But, like, raping the earth or, like the American Native Americans, like, you know, respecting the earth, like not raping it where there's just something left. You know,
that's up to the individual.
Okay.
If achieving something that, you know, may cause a little mayhem to the planet is conducive to that person's lifestyle, but it's totally legal. Go ahead.
So now, do you find people in the Church of Satan nice people?
Yeah, actually.
Satanists are among some of the nicest people I've ever met. Much nicer than
Jews
most Christians. Jews.
Oh, Jews are awful.
What's odd is that it's perfectly acceptable to be deceiving in, you know, under the constructs of the church.
Right.
And some of the most honest people I've ever talked to are members of the
really?
Church.
Really? And how do you really get, strange. Like, what makes someone become, like, I want to be, you know, because there's weird shit. Behind. I mean, people think it's weird, but
we have a saying that Satanists are born and not made. So generally, when someone reads Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible, and Anton LaVey,
and how long is old is that Bible?
This was in 1969. He wrote this.
Okay, so it's a rather new organization.
Yeah, the church was founded in 1966. He wrote the Satanic Bible in 1969.
Okay.
We just celebrated our 50th anniversary back in April in Washington.
Wow.
We had a nice little shindig.
How many Satanists are there in the United States at the moment?
That is not a number we disclose.
Okay. Ooh. Like Scientology. Anyway.
We tell you, we tell people why. If people think that we're too small, they don't take us seriously.
Oh,
if they think that we're too big, they perceive us as a threat. So we keep the membership rolls private. There are three people that know the exact number of members of the Church of Satan, and I am not one of them.
Okay, so and you're a magistrate?
I'm a magister.
What's that mean?
As a fourth degree Satanist, it's there are 5 degrees. There are only two people that hold or that can hold the fifth degree at the time, and they would be the heads of the church.
And how do you move up?
Just through living the philosophy and achieving your own goals. That, you know, you keep in touch with the organization. They recognize that you are living the philosophy, you are achieving things in this world, and they acknowledge you for it.
So there are very well-known people that are Satanists?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting. Like, so they're famous. I mean, don't tell me their name. Obviously, you can't.
Well, no, I mean, obviously, there's Jane Mansfield, very famous member of the Church of Satan. Sammy Davis Jr.,
really?
Was a member of the Church of Satan, yes.
Yeah.
He was a Jew, though, I thought. He was a black Jew, but he didn't do it.
Sammy Davis Jr. is a member of the Church of Satan.
Jane Mansfield died, didn't she?
Jane Mansfield died.
That's the SVU mom.
Yeah.
Yes. Mariska Hargitay is her daughter.
Okay, she's not.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so Jane, so how did someone get into that back in those days?
Back then, people would...
They died much before that. Jane Mansfield, no, she didn't, did she? She died. What year did she die?
Jane Mansfield died.
The Googles.
Yeah, the internet here is not very good.
I'll do it. Well, you didn't go on my internet.
That's true. I didn't go on your internet. I'm not blaming your internet.
Well, you didn't go on it, so you don't know.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah.
So there. So, Jane, so basically, so is there anyone now that's on?
Just trying to think. Famous Satanists that are out and proud. If you're familiar with East Coast hardcore music, Nathan Gray, lead singer of Boy Sets Fire, Matt Skiba, lead singer of Alkaline Trio, King Diamond, of course. People will want me to say Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson's membership in this organization was honorary. He was given an honorary title.
What's that mean?
He was given an honorary priesthood by Anton LaVey. Manson has since distanced himself from us, and in my personal opinion, good riddance.
Why do you think he would do that?
Because he did it for, and again, this is my personal opinion. Let me stress that. He did it for publicity. I mean, he maintained a very close relationship with Anton LaVey up till his death. He wrote the foreword in Anton LaVey's last book.
And, oops.
That wasn't wine. I did not spill
We're
wine.
We're drinking right now, guys. just red wine, nothing major.
Yeah. But ultimately, after Anton LaVey's passing, he just sort of distanced himself from the organization. And so he wasn't really one of us. He was more of a sycophant for Dr.
Gotcha.
LaVey.
So you got, and you weren't a Satanist, so you got in because of, you got more involved, like through marriage. Well,
I am a Satanist.
No, now you are, but you weren't prior to meeting Dave.
I wasn't a member of the church, but essentially I was a Satanist from birth.
So by your beliefs.
Yeah. I didn't know it at the time.
She had been living a de facto Satanist lifestyle.
The first time he called me a de facto Satanist, I was like,
what is that?
Doesn't that sound cool?
What's a de facto Satanist?
De facto Satanist is simply somebody who's living a satanic lifestyle without either being a member of the church or even being aware of what Satanism actually is.
So give me an example of a satanic lifestyle. I mean, it's probably nothing crazy, but...
No, it's to lead a... And it's very subjective to the individual. Like, you know, I lead a very satanic lifestyle because I do what I want. I say what I say. I have an amazing job. I have an amazing wife. I make films, both of the, you know, comedic and pornographic variety.
We'll talk about that.
And I am doing all of the things that I like to do.
So by living your own, setting your own standards and living your own life, that's
Satanism.
So I guess I'm a Satanist a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it, but I kind of am.
There are a lot of people out there who don't realize that they're leading a satanic lifestyle. And even once finding out that they are, still won't assume the moniker of Satanism because they are very afraid of that word.
It is a scary
word. And that's one of the reasons we call it the Church of Satan and not say the Church of Humanism. And Dr. LaVey...
I was going to say humanism.
Yeah. And Dr. LaVey, you know, that did that by design. It's to filter out people who are afraid of any kind of taboo like that. It's to weed out people who like to wear what he called a good guy badge.
Okay. So, you're a good guy, though. I don't think you're a bad person.
I'm
a good guy badge is different than being a good person.
Yeah. A good guy badge is someone who says, I'm a good person. I like to help people. I don't just do things for myself. Well, no, you do. Everyone does.
Including announcing that.
Yeah. especially freaking people who do crap. Because doing it something for yourself is really the only reason to do something. Think about all of the altruism that occurs in this world. No, there are two reasons people engage in charity work. One, because their religion dictates to them. And quite frankly, those people are fucking shitty. Fuck those people.
Right.
Secondly, you do it because it makes you feel good, because you enjoy helping other people. It fills you with a good feeling. So your motivation is completely selfish.
Right.
And that's okay.
I mean, it's okay to, like, my therapist, like, you could be a little selfish, you know? Like, sometimes I think about other people when I should be thinking about myself, and then I don't live my best life. And it's not even somebody like my mom. It's like people I shouldn't even be worried about. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense?
Yeah. And that's another thing. Cutting out people from your life that are doing you harm, whether that harm, you know, and that harm doesn't need to be physical. It can be mental or emotional.
Right.
You know, if you've got a parent who is a needy asshole and they're just constantly weighing on you, oh, you don't call anymore. It's completely okay to cut that person out of your life.
Right.
It's okay. Anyone who would think less of you for doing it isn't worth knowing.
See, I always had problems with that. Like, but now, I mean, I have a great parent, thank God. They're very good to me. It's my father could be a cunt, but anyway. But my mother controls him, so he's just old now. And but no, really, I have a good relationship with my parents to some degree. Like, my mom does like everything for me, like even too much. But like, I've had people in my life like that I just felt like I'm being strangled. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
And it's hard to. You feel responsible for certain people, and it's very hard to be in that situation.
Cut them out.
I know it's hard.
There's no reason to have them in your life if they don't bring you any joy and they only just cause you vampires. Misery. They're just psychic vampires. Stake through their heart.
I've been around a lot of psychic vampires in my life, and I have to stop it. You know.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
You especially see it in the entertainment business. Oh. This business is full of psychic vampires.
No, I've gotten a lot better with that. I've gotten a lot better with that. I mean, like, I've gotten so taken advantage of the last financially from people in the business. Yeah. And this is this year, like, where, like, they're not paying me what they should pay me and just things like that. It's been happening more and more. And I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So if you don't, you know, I'm just like, I have everything's contractual now. If you don't go by the contract, I'm not going. There's no handshake deals. And
you can't deal on a handshake anymore. Not in 2015. It's bullshit now.
Not when I'm expecting the money. Like, if I've given my time and that's fine, but it don't tell me you're going to pay me and then don't pay me or play some nonsense with me. Cause there's a lot of assholes out there. They think you don't know anything because I could play dumb really well, but I'm not dumb. I'm far from dumb. I'm actually a Mensa, but anyway, we're not getting into that.
Braggart.
No, I'm not. I'm not a Mensa. I just said that.
Said Menta instead.
Menta. I'm
actually a Mentos.
I'm actually in Mentos. It's really nice mint.
I just said that just to be an asshole, but I have a high IQ, but people don't realize that, and I don't tell anybody that because I have a little bit. I'd rather play dumb and not be responsible for my intelligence, but that's just my
We call that lesser magic.
What's that?
That's the power of influence. That's Anton LaVey codified two forms of magic, and the names are misleading by design. The one that we like to put emphasis on is lesser magic, which is the ability one's ability to influence the world around them through their appearance, through their manner of speak, their manner of dress.
Wow.
You know, your ability to glamour other people.
Glamour.
And then, of course, there's greater magic, which is ritual magic, which is what everyone thinks is all spooky and whatnot.
Are there spells in Satanic? Or no?
There are rituals. Satan.
Do you realize I'm drinking? I don't drink a lot. I'm having red wine. Is there more red wine or are we done?
No, that's fine.
I can't drink more. I have to get up in the morning. I have just give me the drip. I'm drinking wine. I never drink wine, guys.
My uncle and my dad were heavy-duty alcoholics.
I can't stop once I start.
If you put a lighter under the bottom of the bottle, all the alcohol will collect off the sides and go to the...
I might have white wine in the refrigerator somewhere.
If you'd like to have some extra...
No, I'm fine. I've drank plenty. I have to get up like 10 in the morning, which is really early for me.
I don't want to hear it. I have to get up at 5 a.m.
Oh, you're the big man.
That's right.
On camp.
That's right. Big man, got to go to his big boy job.
You have a big boy job. Y'all get a job.
Y'all get to run around the city and go on stage. That's cute.
I get up at 5 a.m. too.
To walk the dog?
To make my lunch.
To make his lunch.
Oh my God, what a nice wife you are.
Yeah, well, I don't have a day job. So
she's awesome. She really is.
Oh, you're so sweet.
She's amazing. I don't deserve her.
You don't deserve her.
No, don't.
I don't think I could be in a relationship. Like, I can't have anyone in my space. I'd kill myself.
When he gets up and gets in the shower, I make coffee and
you have a nice morning?
Not always. Yeah, we're both grumpy morning people, so sometimes we have arguments before he goes up.
And then
I love you. Here's your coffee, your lunch. Fuck you.
And then he comes home and then you have sex every day? Or sometimes
just about.
Yeah.
I mean, me and my ex-husband had sex once a month, like if that.
That's tragic.
And I like to have sex like three times a day, but I mean, not much maybe anymore. But I used to. I could like have sex and not have a life. Like that'd be fine for me.
Yeah.
Like I could just be someone's concubine.
That would be so nice.
I know, right?
If I had a lot of money and just like sat around.
We could hire Stacy to be a concubine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. That's a good job for me.
You.
That's how you can't afford me. I'm like $20,000 a day. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't. I'm probably cheap. I'm a cheap date. I'll fuck you for a glass of wine.
We brought a whole bottle.
I know. Right? We all split it, though. It was two glasses of wine.
All right. Now she's getting picky.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, alcohol and me, it's fine when I'm with friends, but like it could. If I'm on a date and I'm really uncomfortable, it ends up bad because then, like, I'm on a date. I end up fooling around with some guy I would never fool around with. And I'm like, what the fuck did I just do? You know what I'm saying? And then I end up, ugh.
Yeah, buyer's remorse.
all the time. By my life is buyer's remorse.
How in the world did you end up never getting into Stacey's pants all these times?
I know, right? How have we never had sex?
Because I don't do open relationships, and I like Heather, and I just don't mind. It's not my thing.
Like, I'm always having sex with people I shouldn't, and then
I always do.
Dave is like right here.
I know
he's a big mistake waiting to happen.
I know. I love Dave as a friend. I think he's adorable. Yeah. And I think you're beautiful. It's weird.
It's nice that you have that boundary, even when you're making mistakes and drinking too much.
Right. No, I have good boundaries, but then people like to trick me into thinking they like me more than like that. They like to fuck with my head. But I'm gonna start fucking with people's heads. You know, I have this new thing where I want to call guys I've had sex with and be like, when I get my period, but I'd be like, but make it like, we lost the baby. Sorry.
That's kind of rough.
Yeah, I know. I have this.
We fucked 5 years ago. Would you throw it out the window?
No, I have a very horrible side to me. Like I am the nicest girl in the world. I have the meanest.
You should exercise that more.
So I do it on stage a little bit, but I have a really mean. I don't want to call mean, but that's okay. It's overly, like, it's almost like harsh to the point where it's like tactless. So I always stay like even keeled, or else it's bad. Because yeah. I'll just go after the jugular and then the heart and then the fucking dick.
Yeah.
And then
have you ever seen
metaphor.
Me online? I don't know if you've seen my conversation.
No, I know. I don't want to go there because I don't like that part of myself.
I
that
love
much.
It.
My wife loves being a cunt.
I revel in.
I love being a cunt,
people.
But I don't like when I do it to the wrong people.
Yeah,
because it doesn't stop. I can't stop it.
Yeah, you can't either.
You can't.
Yeah, no, no. I get
really
out of control. Like I see red, and that's it. Like I'm just.
I know. I don't like to go to anger, but maybe I should. Maybe if I was more angry, I'd have a better life. I think I would have a better life if I was more angry. What do you think?
I think you may be ready to leave the I take shit mode of your life.
I'm not taking shit anymore. Like, I feel like just outing everybody and doing shit. Like, I don't, I'm ready. Like, I get to this point where I just want to fucking punch somebody. But it's not just that. I want to, like, verbally assault them with my tongue till my fucking teeth go into their cock. You know what I'm saying? Like, that hard.
And you have the perfect medium. I mean, this is the most... I would have to say the most freeing things I've ever done were on Hate Speech Radio when we just did not give a shit.
Yeah.
And we outed everyone.
Really? Yeah.
We named names. We called people out. We had a reputation of being a show that you did not want to get in the bad graces of.
Really?
Because we were assholes.
No, I can be an asshole. I just try not to be. I'm trying in my life not to be an asshole. I mean, I could be. I have. People think I'm an asshole sometimes. But I control it. Yeah. Maybe I'm a controlled asshole. That's fine.
I never saw you that way.
No, I'm not. Because I'm consciously trying to be a good person. Mm-hmm. When you have to be conscious of that, maybe you're not such a good person. But I know I have a good heart. I have a very bad temper. Like I can't control it. But it's not like an out of control temper. I'm screaming, and yelling. It's like a temper where I want to do evil things when people don't. I'm sneaky.
I'm like
very sneaky.
I'm a pretty naturally nice person.
You are.
I had to make myself be like a meaner person,
right?
And then now it comes naturally to me.
But yeah.
I actually, like worked on it. I made myself that way because
wow.
I just like I like that person better. I like being somebody that says whatever they want to say.
Well, I say what I want to say. I don't stick up for myself.
Yeah.
Like, if someone hurt you, I'll fucking protect you.
I've always been that way, yeah.
But for me, I'm like, well, I don't care. You know, like, but then I'm getting better at sticking up for myself.
Yeah.
I think
I was the same way. If somebody hurt someone close to me, I was like, you know, a mother bear.
Right.
But
like, mostly just Evan.
Other people than Evan. But yeah, I used to stick up for Evan a lot.
I think I have to be better with business, you know, like this girl, I did a gig and like I was headlining this tour and like the feature act was like really cool girl, Vicky Cooperman. You know her? Do you know her?
Oh, we know Vicky. Yeah.
I love Vicky.
Vicky.
She's like,
great.
Make sure she said she got the food. Like we had to make sure we get the food.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask the guy for the food because we were there for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he fed us because she made sure of it. I'm like, oh, I didn't know to get the food. You know, like that's like $30, $40 worth of fucking food in the middle of nowhere, you know? And so We got dinner. Our dinner's paid for because of her. Like, I'm like, okay, I got to be tougher.
Yeah.
I'm not tough enough. Like, I'm a little bit like a...
Vicky's got...
she's a business
woman. Yeah, she's got a good personality for assertiveness.
Yes.
She's good at being assertive.
I'm getting better at being assertive. Like, I could... Like, even with sex, like, I have to say no. Like, don't put your dick in me.
Take that out of there right now.
Actually, my pussy once closed up. So hard, like I didn't. Someone, I was gonna have sex with somebody, and my pussy literally closed up, like a Venus
body. Your body was rejecting it.
It rejected it.
So you're making a mistake.
I didn't want to have sex with this person, and my pussy, I'm like, it went in a little bit. I'm like, ow! Like it was like a Venus flytrap. It just closed. Like it was eating a fly, and I said, I can't have sex with you. I made some excuse up, like the condom was a.
Just imagine the God complex that guy has.
Right.
He must think his cock is huge.
I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I said, I'm allergic to latex. I can't do it right now. My allergies lack, reacting.
I have hives in my vagina.
He's out telling his friends, yeah, I tried to vagina. My dick is so big, I couldn't get it in.
I know. That's me. Like, I had to make an excuse why I didn't want to, but my body had to do it for me. That's me. That's how fucked up I am.
That's a real big sign.
Yeah.
If your vagina clamps shut.
Right, it clammed.
Like, yeah.
It was
that a rape is about to occur.
So if you try to rape, I don't think a rapist would even succeed. You know, we'd have to cut my vagina open. I mean, no, that's not a suggestion.
Oh, jeepers.
That's really gross. That's really harsh. But I'm saying that's jeepers, yeah. That's not a suggestion to the rapists that are listening.
I told Dave, I get so upset even with depictions.
Of rape,
not just rape, even men just being dicks, that I'm constantly saying, if somebody tries to rape me, I'm getting shot, right? That's how it's going to play out, because I am just not, it's going to be bad. I picture when I'm walking down the street in the middle of the night in my ghetto neighborhood, I picture somebody trying to rob me and me going, fuck you, and walking away as they point a gun at me. Like, I'm just so, I get very angry.
No,
that's just white privilege.
No, it's fucking sick of fucking men's shit. That's what that is.
I'm sick of men's shit. I'm sick of everyone's shit. Men specifically. I don't know what. I think they got more douchey. No, I mean, I'm not saying Dave Harris, but I think men have gotten douchey.
No, you can.
He was the epitome of douche.
I think people
already
have gotten douchier. I've noticed it. I've noticed men have gotten douchier. That I think with Tinder, and especially with single guys, they think they can just swipe to the next chick. Especially even at my age. Like, it's not even like a kid thing.
I think it's quite large. I think it's pushback from what we see in the media coming out of academia. Where you now have California passing laws where in order to properly obtain consent for sex,
what do you mean?
You have to ask the person. You have to reconfirm every 10 minutes.
What do you mean? Do you want? Should you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Should you want to do this?
Yeah, it's like, is this okay? Is this okay? Is this okay?
Oh, now that's getting out of hand.
Yeah, that is now being taught on California college campuses.
Well, I think this is what I was thinking about today. This is what I was having a whole thing in my head. Okay, there are things you just naturally know are right or wrong, right? Like, you don't rape somebody and you don't bully somebody, right? Now they have these, even for college campuses, anti-bullying campaigns. It's like, don't you just know that internally, like, bullying is not the right thing to do to somebody? Like, do we need a class on it, or a lecture, or a fucking symposium? Like, we don't need
I know grown people that behavior is my problem with people who bug Evan. It's not because it's Evan, it's because it's this, I see bullying as a sign of weakness.
Right.
And people would just randomly, when Evan wasn't doing anything wrong, I know he did things in the past to them, most likely.
If they do something wrong to you specifically.
But they would just randomly come up to him and
he
just
seems
say shitty things to him.
Yeah.
Because they're shitty people.
I don't say shitty things to people because if I want to say something shitty to somebody, it's because they hurt me and they did something to me. Like, I think that people bullying are so in pain that they have to focus their energy on somebody else, not to deal with their own fucking shit. And I think, don't people just know it's not right? Like, we're making a society of victims. And I get that. But, like, I don't believe that 100% because you should just know not to bully fucking somebody.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, that means your parents are fucking stupid or you need a fucking psychiatrist. Sorry. Yeah. That's my opinion on it.
I feel like it's, there's a lot of things that there's campaigns against that aren't as widespread as as are depicted. Like, there aren't a bunch of marauding bullies in Letterman jackets, like from the 1950s, just beating on kids all the time. It's a random thing. If it wasn't random, then there would be no big deal about seeing a video of a kid bullying somebody, because
right.
It happens all the time. But it doesn't happen all the time.
It happens.
So now they have
this, and there's versions
this
of it.
These campaigns, like, we're trying to protect everybody from this rabid bullying that isn't really happening. It's not a real thing.
Well, bullying happens, that's like, in every school. Like, the bigger kids get the smaller kids.
But
sometimes
it's not like the...
They get protected by the other kids. I mean, I don't get when people are bullying, like, a specifically handicapped. Like, that's crazy. Like, don't you know that's just wrong? Like, at what point is our society so fucked up that they think that's, like, that's okay? And people are like, there are society victims that we can't... No, that person is a victim. They're handicapped, you know?
Yeah, that person is.
Or they're disabled or whatever the correct fucking political correct fucking thing to call someone who's fucked
Gimpy.
Up. Gimpy. Whatever. Yeah. Or they're mentally ill or retarded or something. I mean, I don't know. But just saying, it's just like, I think that it's weird. Like, things that we naturally took as common sense are now things that are being addressed in a way that... is strange, and like it's a campaign, like you said, and like rape, you know, you don't stick your dick in something when it says no. If I say don't put your dick in me, it probably means don't stick your dick in me, even though maybe I'm, you know, or don't put your dick in my mouth, like whatever it is.
And it used to be that if somebody did put their dick in you when you said no, then that was
a crime.
Weird person who
a bad
was
person.
Rare. Now every man is a potential rapist, like as if. Every guy is just out raping, you know?
And I'll even play the opposite side of that coin for a minute in saying that...
Devil's advocate, you
Devil's
might say.
Advocate, I would say.
no pun intended in the Church of Satan. Satan's advocate.
And so that it sucks for women because you have to put up with men and our libidos because, there are lots of times when guys are just... We legitimately become... We can't fucking see straight because we need to fucking come. And
so go into the bathroom and jerk yourself off.
Yeah. You would think that would be the logical thing to do, but no, you get a lot of stupid fucking assholes who don't do that. So now I rally all the time against the notion of rape culture, but it does exist to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I don't think it exists to the extent that wacky short-haired lesbians on college campuses make it out to be.
And I go to college campuses, so I see what's going on there too. By the way,
but I do think it exists on a certain level, and I do think that there isn't a guy on this planet that hasn't engaged in some kind of activity that didn't cross some kind of boundary. It's just what men do, and so there does need to be some reformatting of the way we behave, but to the extreme that it's going, no, it's bullshit. Every 10 minutes, is this okay? Is this okay? You're completely destroying the fun
moment.
And spontaneity of sex.
I would
fucking
put a,
knock it off.
I would put one of those balls in your mouth if you said that. No, you're right. I mean, I think, there is a lot of issues. Like, for me, I've had situations where I get fucked up. I used to get fucked up a lot, especially after my divorce, you know, drinking, meaning, you know, high, whatever. Just pot, but and wine together. But pot doesn't even make me high, but then the clonopin, it doesn't match well. But anyway.
And then the cocaine and the heroin, just all that together. Just, it's not, no good comes of it.
So I went back to somebody's house I was friends with, and I wouldn't say he got rapey, was that the word? Like, he stuck his tongue in my vagina, and I really didn't want him to, but, you know, like, I don't know what that's considered, tongue rape, but... And I didn't feel anything. It felt like a cat was
That's
licking
really
my tongue,
weird.
My vagina.
Were you like sort of incapacitated?
No, I was like I was incapacitated enough to be like, ugh, what am I doing? And then I ran home and we never spoke really. But after that, it was a really bad situation. But it felt like I was a little bit forced to have my pussy licked. But I know I'm being very blunt, but to the audience, not used to be being this blunt. But I felt that I put up with it. More than I'm like wanted it.
Yeah.
And my friend makes a joke, oh, you know, you were cumlingus raped, but it's not true. Maybe it was true. I don't know. I had bad boundaries.
I had a similar situation.
Really?
Where, I was, my first marriage was essentially done. We were still living together. And she just decided one day she wanted to have sex and I wanted nothing to do with her.
Really?
And, you know, you know, human response does not equate to consent. And so she essentially, under the technical definition of the word, raped me.
Wow. But you weren't pressing charges or anything.
No, because I didn't give a shit. And I'll tell you, why. Here's how, because I'm, because now you want to get into what a piece of shit I am.
Okay.
This is how much fun I had with it. Because again, it happened in the technical definition of the word, yeah, sex without my consent occurred. Mm-hmm. I don't feel as though I have the emotional trauma that a lot of women get.
Right.
I don't try to portray myself as any kind of a victim. The fun thing that I did afterwards, because she herself had been the victim of rape, was I took every day of the remainder of our marriage to remind her that she did it because it would make her cry and think about the time that she got raped.
Wow, you're evil.
He's an evil man.
So did you really feel raped, though?
And when it was done, I was like, oh, well, that was the thing that happened.
How did it happen? She just jumped on top of you and said, ugh.
Yeah, and I'm like, get the fuck off of me.
Like a dog or something?
Yeah, basically. I'm like, get the fuck off of me. She's like, no, fuck you. I'm like, no, really, get off of me. And she's like, no. And I don't know. I don't know if there's
how
anybody.
How were you able to keep it up and come?
It was weird because I ejaculated but did not orgasm.
Oh, that's weird. Feel good.
There was no sensation beyond fluid leaking out of my dick.
Wow. Weird. I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened before?
No.
So psychologically, you were checked out, is what it's saying.
Mentally, I was checked out. And then as I look back at the situation, I'm like, okay, well, that fucking happened. Which, you know,
it was like some strange woman jumping on your dick, you know, where you can get a disease or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we were married, but again, it was sex.
It's a form of rape, yeah.
It was sex without my consent. So, like, and that's why I don't try to portray myself as, oh, I was raped. No, no, it doesn't affect me. In fact, I had fun with it after the fact because I got to psychologically
except
berate
for the one
her.
Time that we were having that argument and you used it against me in the argument.
Yeah, and then you said, "Yeah, you weren't." I was like, "Yeah, I was."
Yeah, but he like really. We were having a bad argument, and he was like, "Well, I was raped." I was like, "You weren't raped," and then he got like so mad at me. Like we were wondering, like I was like, "Are we getting a divorce?" Like it was that bad.
Oh wow! Like,
but still, you're still a douchebag.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Sometimes mental rape is worse. I think
we were being douchey to each other, though.
You're being douchey to each other. So
he doesn't go around bringing it up all the time. Like,
yeah.
You were white. I mean, that guy that did that to me, I don't feel rape. I felt like, ugh, like it was gross. But I don't know. I had a situation. I actually talked about it on the Artie show the other day, and it was we were talking about Bill Cosby and those girls. Mm-hmm. So I met this guy years ago, and we both were drugged. Seemingly drugged because we both had only maybe two glasses of wine. We didn't drink a little. I could drink 15 glasses of wine, nothing, and I passed out. But I literally blacked out and I had no hangover. So I woke up, we were naked. Mm-hmm. We both had no recollection of how we got there and how we were naked.
Wow.
So
it was all a part of my evil plan.
Weird. That's a weird one.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
And he claims he doesn't remember anything either. It didn't really feel like anything happened, but I think something did happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I was all, irritated, and, it felt like we tried. What it felt like is we tried, and it didn't really work, because I was probably, again, my vagina has its own mind, and it closed up. But I don't know. I have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went to the doc. I thought, lucky I didn't get anything, but I didn't know him that well. Mm-hmm. And he claimed he didn't remember anything. He seemed like a nice... Well, I don't want to use that. He seemed like a nice guy. It sounds like such a douchey thing. He seemed like a nice, so did Bill Cosby. Hey, it's a Dilla Pudding Pop.
I had the opposite happen when I was a teenager, and it was another teenager, and I went to the circus, and I ran
circus?
Into this kid. And he
was it carny?
He was like a carny kid, and he took me backstage,
ooh.
But he said he was going to show me the elephants, but instead we ended up in a car, and I was like,
did you see the elephants?
Just fucked them. No, I never saw the elephants. But I just, oh, we're going to have sex. And then I realized afterwards, I was like, I think he would have raped me.
Oh, so you just said yes, you were consensual.
But I didn't think of it at the time. I was just like, all right, well, we're going to fuck then.
So
you know?
Maybe your body was, you were protecting your brain or something?
He wasn't even aggressive, but
she just wanted that carny dick.
Dick. I was fine with it.
He wanted the elephant trunks.
It was afterwards that I thought about.
Maybe
like,
it was a hint.
He probably does this
to all the girls
a lot.
You want to see the elephants, and he takes out a trunk, but not the one you wanted to see.
Exactly.
That's scary.
Isn't it? Like, but not, I guess. I guess.
Well, I had, you know, it's funny.
I was just as much a predator as this kid was. Like, right. I was always that way. So
you didn't feel taken. Like, this situation was like, I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, that's creepy.
So I think that's why when the girls with the Bill Cosby story come out, I don't think a lot of them really know what they can't even make sense of it, a lot of them. Because they're drugged out. Maybe they were, like, drinking, like, and flirting. And they're like, oh. So
they still have no career.
They still have no career.
Yeah. You didn't even do anything for
them. I know, exactly.
The whole thing, the whole Bill Cosby thing is so weird. Like, there's so many women and that he got away with it that many times. Like, no one overdosed. You're drugging women. You don't know what they've had in their system prior.
He wasn't giving them enough. A bunch of them kept waking up in the middle.
Yeah, but I'm saying whatever he was giving them, if you're giving someone a drug, you don't know what they're taking already, if they're taking some kind of barbiturate or no one ever overdosed out of all the with 50 women. I'm just saying there's just certain things, you know, you could also trace.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if there was a body somewhere.
Right.
Again, total speculation.
He was a powerful man.
Right. No, I mean, he was a powerful man. But it's just, I think there's so much, but I understand why they had trouble remembering.
Yeah.
If that, you know, happened, because look, you don't know. And sometimes you're in the situation where you
like
feel.
If that happened with me and Bill Cosby, I wouldn't have said anything.
Probably not.
And I might have come out now, like, just for camaraderie's sake, you know? Just
right. So, to support solidarity. The other women. But no one.
They're like, I never got to play Lisa Bonet's white friend. Never once. What the fuck?
You didn't blow Bill Cosby. I wonder if any of the. But did he ever do with any of the actresses that actually people knew? No. See, that's what's so weird. Oh, yeah. Only the, like,
who
the.
Didn't somebody.
Janice Dickinson, but she's not. And she doesn't. People didn't believe her.
And it was weird because, I mean.
She was drugging with him.
And again, I know this has been brought up in.
And I'm not
degrading
the victims at all. I totally support victims of their victims.
I know it's been brought up. I don't know if there's ever been a definitive answer, but there was always the thing about Lisa Bonet leaving that show. That under was, weird circumstances.
They always claimed, or one of the rumors was because of Angel Heart.
Oh, it was because of Angel Heart, right.
Yeah. But even Felicia Rashad, they were like nasty to her.
Oh, really?
They're like mean to her publicly.
There's something weird. The whole show is weird.
It is.
It'll come out. They'll figure out the whole thing. I mean, there's got to be a way to test.
I really feel like, Lisa Bonet might say something at this point if something happened, though.
But why did it take all these victims this many years, too?
Yeah.
Like, what was keeping them quiet this many years?
I some of them tried to sue them long before Hannibal started doing material about it.
Oh, that's what Hannibal's... Hannibal
Burris just came out and said, Bill Cosby needs to stop lecturing black people. He's a rapist.
Wow. I didn't realize he was the one who kind
of he was the one that got the whole ball
just
rolling about
of a
it
sudden,
again.
People were like, oh, yeah, because...
But there's a lot of women.
Yeah, because it had come up in the past, but again, it got buried in the media. And then Hannibal just did a fucking... off the cuff bit about it.
Wow.
And this all happened.
Yeah, for some reason that's what brought everybody's attention to it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One joke.
Yeah.
One little off cuff thing.
All the little news snippets didn't do it, but
no, it's interesting. It's fascinating. I don't know. It's a fascinating situation, but yet it's tragic at the same time. You know, it's like, but you don't know. No one looks like a rapist. Anyone could be a rapist. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
some people do.
Well, some people do look rapist, but like...
I don't resemble that remark at all.
I don't like aggressive men like that. I mean, like that, and I don't like to meet a guy and he's all over me. I like a guy who's kind of like subtle and then he'll come over and then he's, you know, when it's like, you know, when it's the safe place. Yeah. I don't like when you're with a guy and you don't know him and he's touching you. You know, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross. I don't like aggressive guys. You know what I'm saying? Like that touchy guys. Like, I don't want affection, but I don't like...
Yeah.
I mean, our age, I don't think people are like that. I think when you're younger, you have that more.
People don't try to feel me up anymore like they used to.
Right, they used to do that when we were younger. Yeah. When you're like,
I miss that, though.
Did you do it? Were you a creepy
guy? Trying to feel you up?
I miss guys trying to feel me up, yeah.
Do guys try to feel you up ever?
All the time.
Really?
He's got nice boobies.
I do have nice boobies.
Has that happened?
We went to Fire Island. It did.
What happened there?
You had a gig at the Ice Palace.
I did a show there.
Yeah.
Did you stay in the sandy bed in the ice in the hotel there?
It was sandy. Yeah, when I was in it. Yep.
Yeah, it was sandy beds in there.
Yeah. And
what happened to you? Oh, so
and so
just
I'm
all the
I'm,
gay men.
Yeah, just all the gay dudes.
They must have loved you.
Fucking
took like
liberties with my nipples.
He's so not twinkie.
Have you had a guy blow you?
No.
Look at no. You know, you would never do with a guy.
I wish I did the gay off on ONA, uh-huh. and that was pretty much all the confirmation I needed to know that cock is and I know.
He had like an innie.
You don't
yeah,
feel
my penis actually
I was
never happier to be packing a quarter inch than I was that day.
Wow, you cried from it.
I was kind of yeah, just penis and me. No. And it's sad because could you imagine me being into dudes?
I was just saying it the other day.
I'd have AIDS like, before the before the fucking.
Oh my god! It's weird. It's like you were in the room with us. Me and my son Chucky. He's like 26 uh-huh. years old. We were watching the episode of Family Guy where the dad gets shot with like a gay gene
uh-huh.
and he becomes gay for like 2 weeks. And I was like, oh my god, could you imagine Dave being gay? He would have AIDS in 5 minutes.
He'd be AIDS. He would turn into AIDS.
Because yeah. gay men just fuck.
Before the timer ran out of the video booth, I'd fucking
HIV. You'd probably
have
HIV, you'd lose your job because you just fuck everything in yeah. sight. You'd have sexual harassment suits. You'd be like in
oh
gay bathhouses.
You'd be at every bear
night.
Club.
Oh, Jesus. I would be fucking lesions all over me. I'd be a fucking mess.
They have drugs now that really protect. Like, there's so many HIV drugs. Like, yeah. you could take and nothing will happen to you. It's so weird. I mean, we don't want to get to that point, but yeah.
Who says we don't?
Get AIDS. AIDS is fun. No, what do you think about safe sex? I know it's a stupid question, but.
Of course. You have to.
Do you have safe sex?
You have to in an open relationship.
Safe sex.
You're in an open relationship. You have to bag it.
What does it mean when a guy doesn't want to use a condom and you like that? That freaks me out a lot.
They want their dick in your vagina, and they want
they
to
have a condom on it. Yeah, just, exactly. They want
they
to.
Have,
they
every,
want to enjoy themselves. That's what. That's what
I've
it means.
Every guy I've ever been with tries to stick it.
But
in
why? Like, what makes them think that's okay? Like,
because they just because they're idiots.
Because
when
we just want to come and say.
But you don't
we,
care about is, AIDS and
they, no, we don't.
And herpes and herpes. That's a French word for.
They just lose all sense. Like every single one of them.
Really.
Tries.
Yeah.
So, you know, like.
I'm like, no, you can't put it in my beautiful vagina. You don't know me.
All they want to do is feel the inside of your vagina with their dick. That's all they
unless
want.
You're
all
my ex-husband. Unless you're my ex-husband, that's the only thing I'd say. We never not had sex with a condom for 12, 13 years, whatever long we have.
What?
I know, shocking. I know we were married, had the ring on. We were not in an open relationship. Never not used a condom. That when I had
you
my
guys were you married the... and you had sex with condoms?
That's
weird.
He's like, I don't want to get you pregnant. I'm like, it's not even that time of the month. Like you can
but
pull out.
You're married. I mean, okay.
I know. Well, now we're not. But yeah,
like, you could have just gone on the pill.
I know. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to take the hormones. Cause I would go crazy.
Yeah.
But it didn't. I wasn't going to get pregnant so
yeah,
easy. I was older. You know, like I was old. I got married at 38, 39. So. I'm not gonna give. How old do you think I'm gonna
Jesus get Christ.
What's he gonna? How fertile are you? You know, you never know. I mean, but he did. He could have pulled out. You know.
Yeah.
And if I had a baby out of baby, you know, it would have been like
yeah.
okay, mazel tov.
That's pretty much how we've been.
I know yeah. it's not. It wasn't normal. I mean, we had a very abnormal sexual relationship, and I had tests, and it wasn't like, you know, we had the AIDS test. You know, I was like, when we got divorced, and I got tested for some reason. I'm like, I had the least worry about any disease ever.
Yeah.
I think I was worried more about getting his candida. infection than getting you know.
Ew, that's nasty infection.
I don't even know what that is.
It's
what
like
is
yeast.
That?
But
it's yeast.
But
oh,
I mean, not on his dick, but he had like, you know, I think he had candida. He was always tired, so we had to get some kind of thing.
Candida is like a bleedy yeast.
But it's not, you don't get
delicious.
It.
Delicious.
It's not catchy, but you can catch it. You don't, whatever. I know you're like, you whoa,
what?
You'll get AIDS, be like, yeast? Ew.
Usually,
give me AIDS. Like, but,
like little kids will get it. Get candida in their mouth. It's thrush.
It's thrush. Oh, but
okay.
It's not severe, but you know. But it's like yeah. I never
from
had
the Catholic
it.
Priests. They get it around their mouth. And
no.
No.
It's not sexually transmitted. You can just get it from like maybe being together too much or eating
or
the same.
Your immune system goes down because it's always on the surface of your skin. It's one of those yeast is all over.
But
your
some
body
people
all
don't
the time.
Get it. Like you know, like I'm not a yeasty person. Are you
no.
yeast? I'm not yeasty. I never had yeast infections really. So
no,
I'm anywhere.
Like
some people are yeasty. But it's okay. You know, there's ways
Sorry,
to balance.
You don't have bread.
You
make beer in their pussies.
They make pussy. Exactly.
Pussy beer.
But so, yeah, I mean, I was more worried about that than getting, you know, but.
Well, hops and barley.
We had a weird relationship that way. You know, it happens. You know, you don't. I mean, that's why we're not married anymore. But I mean, I never felt my husband's dick in me like normal. Like I never felt it like pure, like raw dog.
God, that's tragic.
Yeah, that's really.
Isn't
weird.
That tragic? I know. I know. I'm playing the victim now. See what I'm doing?
He's a dick.
He is a dick.
That's awful. He has problems. I know. Some kind of.
Well, you know, I have a podcast on here, Heather, of me and him for 2 hours. I didn't air it.
Oh, really?
Where we talked about our marriage post divorce 2 years later.
Why haven't you put this out?
I don't know. I just feel so. It's so.
Why are we even here? Why is it? Why is why
our
is
podcast
that?
Is never going to exactly. air now? This She's is, like, I'm not going to air your podcast.
No, just... I have to air it. I will air it. But I didn't. He said things like, and I'll just quote him. He doesn't like vagina. I said, you don't like my vagina. He's like, no, I don't like vagina because I don't like moist things. Things
he's
like,
gay.
Said, he never claimed to be gay, but I'm just saying.
Does he like penis?
No, he doesn't. I think he's just like kind
of. Maybe he's just kind of asexual.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, he didn't like to kiss. We never kissed at all. So what you have to realize. So I spent 13 years, whatever, since 2002 to 2012. What was that? I don't know, 11 years to 13. 2003, whatever, we got divorced. With this man. He didn't like to make out. Always blaming. And I like to kiss. Like, and yeah. I, you know, didn't like to, you know, just like to fuck. Didn't really like he didn't like blowjobs, so I didn't really do that for like years. So when I got out in the real world and I had a date again, I'm like, ah, what do I do? Like I hadn't kissed anybody. I was scared. I was scared to kiss. Like, what's wrong with my kissing? And then it took me like 10, 20, 30, 40 guys to in the last 3 years. No, it wasn't that many. It was like, I think I've only been with like 10 guys in the last 4 years. That's not a lot, is that?
No.
And that's not even sex. That's not even sex. Like, just like fooling around to. But, you know, I had, like, many boyfriends and stuff, but it took that many years to really, you know, to feel comfortable. Yeah. I had hang-ups. I didn't have these hang-ups before.
Yeah.
I had hang-ups, you know? So then I'm like,
well, how many of your hang-ups do you think were caused by your marriage to him?
Well, a lot of them started. Like, I had intimacy issues. I still have. So I'm dealing with, so everyone I was meeting now have intimacy issues. Does that make sense?
Of course it does.
So I'm like,
you were with a man for 13 years who essentially didn't want to touch you.
Right.
Why wouldn't you have intimacy issues?
He would jump
issues?
On me and like go like that, like, and like, I, no one sees what I'm doing, like, just hump me and then be done, and then I
that
would
was
just,
hot, by the way.
He was like a dog, but like, yeah. It was a very fast motion. It wasn't like
there
almost,
was no
like this, like that.
No,
I was always dry, and he always had to use lube.
Oh.
90% of the time, yes.
God.
Oh, got
oh my
it.
God.
And I hate being the one complaining about my ex-husband, but I'm saying this created a lot of issues for me. So then there was somebody I slept with that was fine. You know, I had a one-night stand with somebody that I kind of knew. They're always guys I know. So that's strangers. A comedian, but I'm not going to say his name. and we raw-dogged it. And I felt guilty about that. And then after I used condoms, and then that was, but it was decent. We had decent sex, but I don't remember most of it because I was wasted. And then I had like a boyfriendish kind of thing. And then I slept with somebody else. And then I had like two or three lovers that were normal. And then it kind of died down. Then I was just like with one or two guys every couple of months, you know, but yeah, I didn't really have a real, you know, it took me a while to get back to normal. So I had all these intimacy issues. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is wrong with me? And then I'm like, oh, it's not me. It was him, obviously. But, you know, if you don't, you know, and then it was, I just was freaked out. You know, that's
yeah, I didn't.
You have to be careful with
I
those
was
kinds.
You're good after.
It was too long. It was too long to be like asexual like that.
Mike, yeah. I was with for 4 years and he wasn't a kisser. But we had he was a sex addict.
Oh, okay.
I collect sex addicts.
So. Mm-hmm. Did Dave he go to pro? Was he in program for like it?
Yeah, actually,
I've been in program for sex and love addiction. Yeah.
He got arrested, and he was a counselor. He got
for
arrested
what?
For trying to pick up a hooker that was a cop.
They call it commercial sex.
And what's funny about it is his sister was friends with the cop, and she had helped her get ready that night.
Oh wow!
And then that cop ended up busting him,
and that
he
was the end
like
of that.
Such dumb luck, yeah. And he was working for a counseling center, so they actually treated him for OCD, which treats the sex addiction because
it's an underlying addiction because it could be yeah.
And he said,
"Is he better now?"
No,
I was in program for sex and love addiction. Not that I was actually either anorexic. I mean, I closed off. That not food, but like from love and sex, or I was like overly sexed. So now I'm much better, but I It was bad for a really
long. When you understand where it all comes from, it becomes a lot more manageable. When you understand that everything that triggers that addiction is, it's just a dopamine trigger.
It is. Oh my God. That's my dopamine levels will knock. Sex for me is the one that makes it go high. Like, no drug does it. Nothing. Yeah. Like, I never did heroin or anything like that. So I don't want even that. Yeah. I'll take the dick over the needle, you know. But I'm saying anything over, like, I don't. That dopamine high is just nothing like it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. When you understand that, and when you understand that this is doing is it's stimulating a section of my brain that floods a chemical into my brain that makes me feel this way, you can realize it for what it is, and you can manage it.
Oh, can you?
I think I can.
What did you say, Magister? Fucking counseling hers.
I'm saying I manage quite nicely.
He's saying in theory.
Well, I mean, everything sounds right, you know,
it's true.
Great. But I mean, no, I wasn't fucked up like that prior to this relationship. I was kind of normal. Like, I like sex. I could get into bad situations, but I had normal sexual relations to some degree. Mm-hmm. Once after that marriage and after that 12-year stint of weirdness, I came out confused, and the world changed. We had the internet,
yeah,
you know, porn is like at your beck and call, which you guys know, and you have your little porn business too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So can you plug it? Do you want to plug it or no?
Sure. Go to clipsforsale.com/72313 and you can see us spanking models.
What kind of porn do you guys do exactly?
Fetish.
A lot of fetish stuff,
like, and people are have your fans and stuff.
Yeah, there's people. Regular. I was like, what is she getting at? You have your what?
So what's your specialty?
I spank people.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a way to spank somebody that's good and a way to spank someone that's bad?
Yeah, it's better to warm up and start slow.
You know, I'm the kind of person I just start beating somebody. Like, that's why I should never be a dominatrix. I'll just kill somebody accidentally. Well, my anger would just start coming out.
I have had people that, because a lot of the subs are, they'll volunteer to be in the films because they like the pain.
Why do you think that is?
Especially the men. I don't know. They want it to hurt. And sometimes,
well, they pay for a lot of money for that.
Too
service.
Heavy with them and hurt myself. I remember the time I burst all the blood vessels in my hand.
Yeah.
It was in the first 5 minutes.
Do you have a whip and everything?
Yeah, I have
paddles,
all kinds of tools and stuff. But you start out, the things about the spanking fetish is
the ascension.
Yeah, the ascension. And there's like a regulation to it. Like they're into the regulation of it. Like there's an order that it should go in.
Okay. I know there are a lot of rules with aftercare and with doms and submissive. Like, there's very specific rules or you create rules, whatever. There's like boundary. The boundaries are very set when it comes to S&M.
Well, this isn't about boundaries. This is about
pain.
It's part of the fetish. To the way that it ascends is part of the fetish.
Okay.
Over the skirt with your hand and lift the skirt and the panties.
So there's rituals.
Like, yeah, it's a ritual. Yeah. It's part of the ritual.
Does that turn you on or do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why.
Now,
I
do you do
so
that with each other
it.
Or no?
On
that's
occasion.
Just business.
Yeah.
Not just business.
No, on occasion.
Yeah.
And what's your fetish? Do you have a fetish, dude?
Vagina.
Just
a normal. He's like, pussy.
I have a female odor fetish.
Okay.
And not just the aroma.
I know Heather doesn't smell, so.
Well, no, it's not just body sense. Like,
Not perfume, but you like.
But like a woman's natural scent. From her vagina, from her ass crack, from her armpits, from her feet.
There's something hot about that for some. Like, I was with a guy recently, and I'm like, he didn't smell great, but it didn't bother me because it smelled like a man. But
yeah.
It wasn't like, ew, either, you know?
Yeah. It's just pheromone heavy,
but not everyone's going to smell the right way to you.
No, and that's another thing
that's a good or bad smell, but just not right for you.
Exactly.
I can really tell if
I dated a girl, and our relationship didn't last very long. And she didn't smell bad.
It didn't smell right.
It just did not smell right to me, and it just turns out we weren't chemically compatible.
I believe that so much.
When
you're
you are
friendship compatible, we're friends.
Yeah, we're still very good friends with this person, but. from a chemical compatibility for sex, like it got to the point like very quickly in a relationship where I was having a hard time performing because there's
really?
Like, because
something smell was off.
Because scent is very big for me. She smells fucking amazing.
Well, that's why you love her. And you
yes.
See, I didn't, my husband didn't smell like that way to me, but I had other, I mean, and he didn't smell bad. Tim didn't smell bad, but I don't think we had, he liked the way I smelled, and I don't think
yeah,
we had that right.
We didn't have the right chemistry.
We didn't have the right chemistry, yeah. And I think that we just were friends yeah. more than, and we had other things that, and then there are people I'm with, and I'm like, they don't smell, like, it's not they smell great, like, cause they have perfume, but they smell right to me.
Yeah, and that's just chemical compatibility, and it's almost a guarantee that you will have amazing sex with that person.
That's true, and I did have amazing sex.
You know
sex.
What's interesting to me, too, is the, being with somebody who's turned on by my smells.
Makes you more turned on.
It's really good for my ego.
Right, you feel good about yourself.
It's good for, like, I have a sense of security and it's sort of empowering because he likes to smell my armpits.
No, it makes you feel good yeah. about yourself. You don't feel like, ew.
I don't feel, so insecure or anything like
that. That makes a big, I think security is one of the things that turn women on, for yeah. me at least. Like, something about feeling safe and secure is one of the turn-ons to make a woman really calm, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I remember dating this guy. This is the first guy I kind of really dated, like not just slept with. Like, I took like 6 dates to sleep with him. And we're on a date. And I totally get what you were saying about smelling, you know, good. I said, so, you know, we're talking about relationships. I just had gotten out of a marriage. So like, what, you know, he was exactly my age. So it wasn't like he was a younger guy. Because I dated a lot of much younger guys after my like 20 years younger than me. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. 20 to 15 years younger.
You're cougaring it up.
I didn't do it on purpose. It was just that I think I was in the same space as them. So,
okay.
You know,
yeah,
just,
it was like an emotional compatibility.
Yeah, it was fine. But I'm done with that. I mean, if it comes around, I'm not going to say no. Yeah. But, I'd rather date someone like within 7 to 8 years of my like,
yeah.
or 10, whatever. Just, I don't want to date a kid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That could be, you know, your kid's age. I dated a kid your kid's age. No offense. That's weird.
I would be offended.
That's weird.
Do you have 14-year-olds?
No, you're 20-something years.
26.
I dated a 26-year-old drummer. That was weird.
I did a gig with Angry Bob at that burlesque show place.
Sorry to hear that.
Uh-huh. And there was this...
Angry Bob.
There was this guy there. He was probably just 21. And he was a Filipino... But he had hair down to his ass and a leather jacket on. He looked like he was from an 80s like heavy metal like video. And for some reason, this kid was totally into me, and we started making out. He couldn't even speak English.
Wow. Are you sure he was 21?
Hardly any English. He had to have just turned 21. He just looked like a baby. And he's got me like leaned against the wall right outside the door. And Angry Bob comes out. He goes, and went right back in again.
Angry Bob. Angry Bob needs a spanking. He wouldn't be so angry.
I don't remember if Bob ever mentioned it to me.
He probably wouldn't bother because
I haven't seen
that
Bob.
That's right, he does, doesn't he? Because I'm never sure, because we're so open about it that I'm never sure who knows.
Yeah.
People don't know. I'm sure some people know, some people don't know. You know?
You know, it's weird because the people that we would expect to be totally... okay with it, like people that are the same mindset of as us and other Satanists, and they're weird about it.
What do you mean?
Like some of our closest friends don't seem to get our open relationship.
Like we went out the other night with friends, and it was a big club, and so you know, obviously at some point you know we separate,
right.
And she had mentioned to our friends that, oh, I don't know where Dave went. And one of them said, oh, don't worry, I'm keeping an eye on him. Like, what do you need to keep an eye on me for? If I want to go get a blowjob in the bathroom, I'm allowed
and
to.
It's not your business.
It's a fetish party, for fuck's sake.
Oh, you went to a fetish party?
Yeah.
You didn't say that.
And, well, there was like we had a bad experience with a mutual friend of theirs that Dave
what do you
was
mean?
Having sex with. And I think that they think...
they don't get it.
Yeah. And it's weird that they don't get it, though, because we were at a fetish party with them. Like, they're not one of the straights, you know? They're kind of strange people.
Right.
And my friend, she's a zombie dominatrix who wears fangs.
What?
Like, she's...
a zombie
these
dominatrix?
Are really amazingly weird and interesting people.
Right, and she didn't get it.
There's something about it they're not getting. Like, I don't know if maybe they don't believe us. Because of
maybe
that,
because
that
you're
one.
So in love and they don't get that you guys
play. We had an issue with just one person, and it was a big deal issue. Because
what do you
this
mean?
Person was, She got obsessed with Dave.
Oh, wow.
Well, which is understandable.
Very understandable. Well, well, Dave is cute, and you know, and Heather's beautiful. So what happens, like, if someone gets obsessed with one of you guys? Like, what do you guys do? I mean, that could happen.
Destroy them.
Yeah, you got to cut it off.
No, but are you able? Do you ever get emotionally attached to the other people? I mean, that happens.
We haven't yet.
No.
So you're gonna cross, you know? But you think that's not gonna ever happen?
It doesn't mean it won't ever.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it won't ever happen. Just deal with it when it happens.
Okay.
There's really no way to prepare for that.
Right.
You know,
that'd be a weird
thing.
You
could talk about it and say what you would want to have happen or set boundaries, but you always have to be prepared. I don't really.
Do you think it makes your relationship more sexy when you after you've been with other people?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Reconnection sex.
One of the best parts about having sex with somebody else is coming home and telling her about it and having sex with her as we're talking
about it. So you get like excited by it somehow.
Yeah,
like cuckold or whatever.
It's not even like that. It's more like a...
Oh, somebody else wants you.
It's like this ultimate intimacy to me. Like
you're really sharing.
Really
There's no secrets.
Yeah.
You're not
really
having an affair.
I'm really feeling camaraderie with my mate. That's my big thing.
Okay.
So when he's being really open with me about things that are going on and he tells me everything, it's a turn on that level. It's not like a cuckold, like, oh,
no
man.
I got it.
You know what I mean?
And it also makes you feel safe. You have someone to come home to. If you have like you're with somebody and then you feel lonely and you know, like you don't have that weird feeling.
And for him, if I'm telling him about somebody I just had sex with, he gets off on me being dirty and bad. So that's why he would like to
and
hear
you never
about
get upset
it.
Ever.
No, not about sex.
So it's really if the girl or the guy is like bothering, like getting emotional with you guys.
Yeah. And he's never had. Have we ever had anybody? That
you said
someone
was obsessed with you.
Yeah, I mean, he's never had an issue with anybody I was with.
So what happened with you?
In terms of what?
So someone was
yeah. The girl got obsessed with me.
Why? I can't understand. What did she? I mean,
because I'm a really good fuck.
So she didn't want to stop fucking you.
She wanted more.
I think that she had a like a control issue.
Okay.
I think she wanted to be wanted. And when he didn't want her the way that she wanted to be wanted, she became obsessed.
Right, because that happened psychologically.
Because I certainly wanted her sexually.
Yeah.
But she knew the situation.
She wasn't going to leave me, and if I wasn't comfortable with it, it was going to end. And she was so...
Did you like her?
I did at first, but she was being deceitful.
Right. Then that was the end of her.
Yeah.
And you let her go.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. So you both, you know, like you're both in it together. Like you're friends.
Yeah.
And if you like the person, if you don't like has Heather ever been with somebody that you're like, I do not like that guy. I don't want you being with him. He's a real dick. He's like, you know, I don't want you near him.
No. No, I don't think you have.
No. And I probably wouldn't be attracted to somebody that was a dick.
He's everything that you hate about a guy or something. No.
Yeah, I mean, there have been situations where we've gone out as a couple where, you know, things got weird where I was with somebody else's wife and the husband was with her. And things have gotten strange and awkward, mostly because of the other couple. To which point we're just like, oh, okay.
Well. Always. Completely because of the other couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's usually never us. We're so fucking
normal.
Laid back about it.
Yeah. You're so normal.
Like, can we just have sex?
Yeah. The one
like,
couple,
why is there all this
like,
pretense?
It was one of those couples where the wife, I guess, because she had kids and she kind of went downhill, but he was still pretty good looking.
Oh, she got the brunt of it?
Yeah.
I'm so.
Yeah. And she was. So, yeah, she wasn't attractive really. You know, you're with a couple, so we're with the couple.
There are occasions where one of us will take one for the team.
Yeah, not too often. I don't like swinging too much because it's just, they like to talk about it afterwards. Like,
what do you mean?
If you talk to them online or something afterwards, it's always like, it's never like, oh, how's the job? How's the wife? It's sending you dick pics and stuff. And I'm like, can we just have sex when we're having sex? And do we
have
to constantly always, does it always have to be like, hey...
So where does one go if they want to, like, swing? Like, how does that work? You go to sex parties?
Parties.
Swing clubs.
Swing clubs. Yeah, they're all over. Especially live in the city. They're all over the place.
Like, I don't know. Like, where does one go if they want to?
The
one go
that we hooked up with was on that website. though.
Oh yes, swinglifestyle.
Yeah.
.com.
Oh, plus you're single. You could. Oh be a God, unicorn. Yeah.
What do you mean? What's that mean?
Unicorn. That's the.
I could go by myself and be like
the elusive single woman.
Who wants to be with couples?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be a good unicorn. I don't know. I'd feel used and abused.
It's empowering, Stacey.
No, I maybe I'll try that one
Reclaim
day.
Reclaim your sexuality. No, it's yours. Your vagina is yours to use as you wish.
I do have to use my vagina. Yeah. I have to use it more often. I've been so celibate-ish, except one here and then one there. You know, like, I've been kind of celibate. Like, I don't have a lot of sex anymore. I used to have a lot of sex. I don't. Before I was married, I was, you know, but I was like, I would have, like, regular lovers, and then it went all downhill.
You need to have sex with somebody who is not going to abuse you mentally in some way, shape, or
play
or form.
Some fucking
or play
game.
Some kind of mind game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, because if you have a girlfriend or a wife, tell me. Like, don't lie to me. You know, if you have, like, if you don't want to, like, go out. Like, I want someone I could go on a date with and have sex with. I don't want to just, I'm not for the money. Like, I don't need your free fucking dinner because I can feed myself. But you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to have someone I could have a, like, wake up to. I don't need to fucking marry you. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we can go bike riding or something. I don't know. And have morning sex too, to run out of my house or vice versa. But then I get intimacy issues too. Then I run out of the guy's house.
Yeah.
Every time I fuck a guy, I'm like, I have to run out of his house. Well, that's to feed Snuggles, but you know, still, I mean, I just, I get afraid. I had one lover that would be like, come watch movies with me and stuff. And I'm like, all right, you know. But I'd watch movies and I was like, but he was too young for me. And I knew that. He was like 13. No.
He was like 13 years old?
13, 15, 16. He was about 20 years younger than me. He was like, not even, but like, 15 years younger. And I mean, it was
loves
fun.
That Blue's Clues, doesn't he?
Practically. Anyway, we had good sex, but it was like, and I liked him, but it was just, you know, I just, I got to find someone my equal. Like, you know, at least I could be with. It's like, well, I'm honest.
You're at a stage now where you're hyper-focused on your career.
Hyper-focused. I don't want to get thrown off, Dave, either.
Yeah, so you probably don't even want to jump into any kind of a real relationship. You probably just want good friend who can fuck you every now and again, who's not going to give you any kind of a fucking problem.
Exactly. So you're out there.
Should I leave?
No.
Should I go
home? No.
No.
No, there's not married. Who's totally not married? Washed. Who's not married? Who's single? That it could turn to something later on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, she wants the option.
The option. Okay. I don't want to just
you
be
want
like
a lease option. With an option to buy.
Yeah. Exactly. Like a car. And then the mileage gets too much, and we get a different.
Like dirty people hitting on her now.
No, you can hit on. You can hit on. It makes me feel good of myself. You know, I'm very like shy when it comes to boys sometimes. But then I'm not like then I'm very aggressive. Like then I become the man. I'm like, oh God, I got to stop this.
I have both those.
Because when I want to have sex, I want to have sex. Like I don't, you know, it has to happen. Like I don't want to be the one. I'm not playing any games.
And then occasionally you want to be taken.
Yes, but I want it. I like to be the one in control. And then I'm like, take me. You know what I'm saying? I want you. And then I'm like, okay, now play the woman. Like, I can't have it both ways. or the submissive.
Oh, sorry.
No, we have to wrap this up. You guys are so great. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Yeah, thanks
for
having
us. We had a pizza party and a little sex talk. Yeah. Now I'm going to masturbate with my fingers because I don't use machines. Do you use machines?
My vibrator's broken.
Oh, no.
I'm like going through withdrawal. It's awful.
What kind of vibrator do you use?
It was one of those magic wands.
How much are they? Anyone, we're taking donations for a magic wand for Heather.
Yeah.
They're nice. Plug
They're
in
nice.
The wall.
Really?
They're the ones with the big ball end.
I'm afraid of the. I'm afraid of that.
It's like a fucking jackhammer. It's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to settle for your husband's penis tonight.
Oh, wow.
The horror.
It's a different kind of orgasm.
No, masturbation is a good different.
Totally
yeah.
Different.
I'm a good masturbator.
Don't you? Isn't it different for men?
No. No,
women
it isn't.
Women have different kinds of orgasms.
Yeah, like my masturbatory orgasm is so different than when a guy's inside of me. Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Probably all the same nerves involved, basically, but...
It just feels different mentally.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels better when you masturbate, actually.
Well, yeah, because you're completely in control of your fantasy.
And the other thing is some guys... This is the other thing I was going to say before we leave. They touch you. It hurts. And some guys will touch you and they just don't hurt you. Like, not even that mean to hurt you. They don't, I mean, they hurt. They don't know how to touch you correctly. Mm-hmm. And some guys will just touch you perfectly and they just know. Mm-hmm. And so, and it's very weird how that is. I don't know if you've ever.
No, I've had that experience before.
Yeah. And they're too rough. They're just, their nails are going into your, well, David's not the problem, but the nails right. are going into your like thing, your
Never
labia.
Never had a complaint in that department.
My labia. I just found out what a labia was this week. Anyway, but
no, so much to learn, Stacey.
No, so I was telling you before. So I went out with this guy. This is I'll tell you before we leave.
You were talking about your labia with Dave earlier.
No, I went out with this guy about smells. So we were talking seriously. We're on the second date. You know, he was like a normal guy. He wasn't like an artist like we are. And I'm like, oh, so I broke up my husband. We had, you know, we were disconnected emotionally, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so what happened with your last girlfriend, your last serious relationship? Quote, her pussy smelled really bad. I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean? He's like,
wow.
He went out with her for 3.5 years. Like, this was like the guy's only love of his life. He was like in his 40s. Like, I'm not talking about some like 25.
Yeah, that's he's lying.
I said, what do you mean? I said, would she eat bad food? Did she have like a disease? Did she like come from a weird country? Like, what?
You don't stay with smelly pussy for 3.5 years.
Right. I didn't understand. Why would
she, unless she was one fucking hell of a cook.
Well, she could have been very sweet, too. No, but you know, that one girl had that condition.
But you don't understand this.
But that was just it. I was with her once.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, he wasn't like...
Not for 3.5 years.
But what didn't make sense to me, it wasn't so much that the pussy smelled bad. It's like, this guy is a conservative guy sitting here telling me, we weren't on this level yet. Like, you know, we weren't, like, talking like we were on this podcast. We're on a second, you know, conservative-ish date. And he's telling me this. And I'm like, and I wasn't, like, upset or shocked. I was just like... What? Like, I'm telling you, my husband and I didn't relate to each other. I was married, and you're telling me the only reason why you broke because her pussy smelled after 3 years? Like what kind of fucking mental? That's a mental thing to say, don't you think?
That is a little absurd, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second.
I think he was being...
He ended up being... I went out
forward or something.
Yeah, it was... Yeah. And I said to him, and I was trying to solve the problem, like, did she have a disease? Did she have a... Did she eat weird foods? Was she on a medication? Like, like if you love somebody, okay, you're in love with somebody, but it's like,
didn't know how to, he was probably hoping she would say, oh yeah, you want to smell mine? Like,
I know, but this is where it got fucked up. We finally together after I waited like 6 dates. I played it like they tell you in those.
So you still slept with him?
It was the worst sex I've ever had in my life, A. B, I was so paranoid that my vagina smelled.
I was just going to say that.
I washed it 15 times before I came over, and it was just the worst. It was very planned sex. We planned Sunday we're going to have sex. Like, that's what happened, exactly. And it was one of the worst experiences. I actually went...
It was right out of the California campus handbook.
Exactly. Are you okay? Is this okay? And then I went home to my... And I felt totally ugly. I don't know. I felt totally unappreciated.
Yeah.
I went to my best friend's house crying like I was in high school and I just was with the football player that abused me. I felt like that.
That's because guys who don't appreciate scents make you feel self-conscious.
Well, it's not even that. Right. He just was a horrible... He hated himself.
He was so bad at sex that it made you cry.
Yeah, he was so... God. You know, I realize men who hate themselves will make you feel horrible about yourself. That's not... I will leave that. And people... I mean, girls too. You know, people that hate themselves will make you hate yourself. Mm-hmm. So don't be around people that hate themselves because you'll hate yourself.
Boom.
Drop the mic. See you later. Well, thank you, guys. You guys are fucking awesome. I love you guys so much. I hope we hang out again.
Yeah.
This is the first time you guys come over. You have to come over again.
Definitely.
Absolutely. We should leave out the same song we can come in with.
Can I get us some plugs in for some
stuff? Oh, yeah. Plug it. I always forget to plug shit.
Nice. Okay, let's get some plugs out. Vagina Time is still out there. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/000VT. I'm going to smack Mark for coming up with such a shitty Facebook handle.
Why can't they just search Vagina Time?
They could. I just way they know exactly where
Why
to find
did
it.
Why did they do that?
I don't
you
know.
Get /Vagina Time.
Apparently they couldn't.
Yes, well, they could have gotten anything else.
They could have.
Okay.
You're talking to the wrong person.
I know.
That's a movie that Heather and Dave did. I was in the movie.
Yes. Stacey was
Who
in
else?
The film.
Bob Levy's in the movie.
Mark Danaram, April Brooker.
Some other girls I made friends with that we made.
Bob Greenberg, who's been on Conan.
Oh, but I love Bob Greenberg, yes.
Let's see. Our other film, Dan, a short film. You can see that if you go to my Twitter, @JustADirtyCreep. It's the pinned tweet. It's the link to the YouTube page is right there. Just click it, watch it. It's a funny film.
Heather Height, @HeatherHeight, right?
Heather Height, yeah.
H-E-I-G-H-T.
Yeah. Watch our smut, clipsforsale.com/723/13. Buy it. jerk off to it. It's good.
My fetish name is Heidi Nights.
Heidi Nights.
At Heidi Nights on Twitter.
And any shows coming up, you guys?
For which thing?
non-sexual comedy shows.
You're working for Evan.
Evan, yeah. Are you on Evan's show?
Are you doing the girl show December. With Evan?
I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be
in
LA.
It's all girls and one guy.
I know he did it when I wasn't like, here,
and I was like, why can't you just call it a fucking comedy show? That's not even.
I know. Is he calling Evan's Angels?
I was like, I just want to punch
you're
you
Evan's
in the
Angels.
Dick, you fucking asshole. God.
Oh, that's his most women
he
love
did
that.
It on purpose.
He loved
that. That would annoy
they
me.
Sell the show sell though. Yeah. For some reason, the women love that. I don't know why. I haven't figured
it's
that one
so
out.
Annoying.
They sell out. You went to the first. You taped the first Evan's Angels.
Did I?
Yeah, they all kind of
run together at this point.
Poor Evan. My
husband's not sexist, so he wouldn't have noticed that it was an all-girl show.
No, Evan
it's
did
just
it before.
A comedy show to him.
Well, Evan has to have angels. He's
a
sexy.
Comedy show with a lot of vagina.
Just a parade of broken women.
Broken women crying
that I
about
have
their
sex with.
Evan's not getting laid, but Dave would.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Evan's Angels. No, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be actually. I think December 3rd. I'm doing Jay Moore's podcast in LA with Mike, and we have a bunch of shows in LA and at Pikey's and then Haha Club and. That's in December, and I don't know. I have some stuff coming up in November. I don't want to announce yet, but some big stuff. And listen to the Pressman Hour, the Stacey Pressman Hour. Do you guys still have a podcast, do you?
No. Oh, yeah, we should plug 9 Cents, because it's not our show, but we do segments on it. I mentioned earlier at the show that I had been podcasting for 15 years. My original podcast was called Satanism Today. I've brought that back as a once-a-month segment on a podcast called 9 Cents. It's the number 9centspodcast.com. And Heather does a weekly segment on that
podcast. Oh, you do?
Podcast.
Yeah, it's called Something Different with Heather.
Awesome. And you're doing Penthouse writing?
Every once in a while, yeah. We do the Penthouse Forum, the last articles.
The next one from either one of us is going to be January 2016, which will be out December 1st. It's going to be my article on the sugar lifestyle.
What's the sugar lifestyle? Oh, sugar daddies?
Sugar daddies, yeah. Sugar babies.
Ooh, sugar dad! Any sugar daddies out there? That's pretty fun. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. You guys have you have a website that you can just go to for all that crap?
Wow, we don't have an.
You should get a website. Like,
yeah, we
don't
have
an everything. Website.
Yeah, we don't really have a catch-all website for all of our crap.
Like somebody else we know. Go to redbobleavy.com. Chupoli.
Yeah, I mean Heidi Nights. We put a lot of previews of the pornography
it's
up there.
H-E-I-D-E-E.
So put up a website and you put up
NYTES.com.
Cool. HeidiNights.com. Mm-hmm. And check out their sexy stuff.
Yeah. All our porn stuff is on.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you guys. You were rocking it today. We did an hour and 32 minutes on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
We could talk forever because I have a big mouth.
We're pretty gabby.
We're wordy people.
We'd have done this anyway because we just talked. But thank you guys for listening to the Stacey Pressman Hour. This is going up 3 times a week, actually, now. We're getting more and more. Okay, I don't know. Someone's coming tomorrow at my house. Anyway, so I have a producer now, Alicia Stern. She's really doing a good job. But she's booking it. I booked you guys because you're my friends, but she's booking it other days. And so
I'm bringing you guests, Stacey.
You bring me guests. Bring me a porn star. I want some cool guests.
I invented podcasting, Robin.
I love you guys. Thank you, Heather Height and Dave Harris. Love you guys. I'm going to go out with little Stevie Nicks. Some Become Strangers.